the way I meet girls, by being cool. I've always had this problem with girls, and that is, and I'm sure everybody has this with members of the opposite sex, and it's a good girl. And, you start talking to them, you can be real cool and real confident up to a point, and you start to ask them out or something, and it's like, you lose control of your lips, you know, and you get nervous and mealy-mouthed, and, you know, it's like, yeah, I'll be going alone for a couple of weeks, and then, I'll be back here in 2 weeks. No, I'm just down in New York for 6 days for some business there. I'll be back here in about 3 weeks. And listen, when I get back, I was wondering if maybe you might have
ladies,
out
of fact, ladies, out of skinny, ladies, out of all night on my jitty, ladies that won't charge me $1.50. Just wanna get with me, cause I'm so pretty. Bitties that wanna bite off a little something, best pasta top like a Drew Berry muffin. Bitties that wanna turn on the love. Cause I'm honeydew bouncing. I got your chosen for my push and got my finger on the button. S-Y-M-C be strutting. Wish I could erase this erection. Honey's coming at me from every direction. Looking for the love connection. A stinky sweaty sexin' with all protection. So loud of the contestants, I'll open up the drawers like the kid in the sixth sense. I won't persist this distance. Gotta get up in this. She fucking up my Christmas.
Fucking up my Christmas is a new way of saying fucking up my shit. This is not so much a holiday-oriented song as it is an exclamation of dismay at the sight of a beautiful woman.
She fucking up a Christmas business. Hey. Kitchen hooks in tiny tidbits. I was fine till you was in my business. With your volleyball booty and your frilly big tits. Yo, what up with this? It MC Chris. M in my name stand for monolith. No, it's not a list. Yo, I'm finalist. Here's a sash for that ass. It says dominance. Here's my hotel key and some common sense. Get up to my suite or you're incompetent. Do you want to be a winner or the
fucking up my Christmas is a new way of saying fucking up my shit. This is not so much a holiday-oriented song as it is an exclamation of dismay at the sight of a beautiful woman.
Well, listen, you want to come over to my place? Well, look, just in case hell does freeze over, we're going to have a chat.
A big Boxing Day welcome to you all. This is the Comfort Conspiracy Christmas Podcast, part two, the Comfort Conspiracy Podcast, episode number 35. We hope you have had a very Merry Christmas. And that comes from myself, Phil Gentleman, Darren Stretcher Monkey, and Steve Sofa.
Ho, ho, ho.
I hope you unwrapped lovely presents and got everything your heart desires. I had a brilliant, bad-taste, dirty joke about unwrapping things lined up there, but it completely failed to happen when the pressure was on.
Oh, well.
As it's Boxing Day, and it's tradition that you have a second meal and you have a second lot of crackers.
Hey!
I do think it's time for another round of crackers.
Oh, wicked.
So we have more high-quality jokage for all our listeners. Again, this will be a little bit loud.
Hey! Oh, hey! And once again, hey! I have all the bit. You can have that, or you take your pick. You're taking the lot. There you go.
So are we staying quiet.
He's stealing my cracker goodies. Yes, indeed.
Incidentally, my headphones are gone and I can't hear a thing, so you're going to have to sign to me.
Play a tune. That's
right.
What that middle
I'll
finger
press
means.
This This is Wish You Were Here, featuring Sarah Corbin. It's from Sick Music 3. It's by High Contrast. It's very nice. I see Mitch playing, I can't hear anything.
You can still hear me.
I love the original. I've listened to the original loads over the year.
Hoover or... Oh, right.
The okay. Wish You Were Here. Which I think I played a few episodes back, but I'm not sure. Be a good excuse for people to go and have a look through our mixcloud.com/comfortconspiracy back catalogue. That's the word I'm looking for. And listen to some of our previous episodes. If you haven't already.
In fact, if you listen to our previous episodes, a couple of episodes ago I was ranting a bit about cheesy vocals on drum and bass and how they annoyed me. That's just the kind of vocals that I love on drum and bass. That works perfectly for me.
So, speaking of previous episodes and people that might have already listened to them, hello to Christian.
Hi, Christian.
Happy Christmas.
Christmas.
Armageddonmas. Hello to Jim's mum. Hello, Elaine. Happy Christmas.
Hello, Elaine.
Jim's mum.
Hello, Rob. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Jim.
Happy Christmas.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Andrew.
Happy first Christmas, Dylan. Yes.
Yes.
First Christmas.
Are you going to turn in this year? Hello, Michelle. Christ, he's not going to do it.
I was thinking about getting... Have you seen the T-shirts that you can get for them, which... Well, it's a little onesie, and it just says, Father Christmas isn't real, but I'm too young to understand this T-shirt.
It's good. But in answer to the question, not having children, no, I don't see any of those T-shirts. Actually, I only see the really rude ones on, like, Facebook.
Can I just point out for legal reasons that Father Christmas does actually exist?
We've had letters from his representatives.
He lives in Leytonstone.
What I said there was a blatant lie, and if anyone has any children listening...
Why? For heaven's sake, don't do that!
They should not be listening to this fucking Christmas fucking podcast.
Except for that acceptable age. If you notice, kids are allowed to listen to whatever they like while
while they're oblivious.
Between
to
0 to 1.
Like Dylan does, basically. He listens to.
He loves George Carlin, doesn't he? Hello to Paul. Happy Christmas, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hello to the Barkers. Happy Christmas, the Barkers.
We've done our Happy Christmases. Let's play music.
I don't really have to introduce this one, do I?
It's not Oasis again, is it?
Yeah. I should probably speak over the beginning of this because I blatantly stole it. It's out on December the 17th. This is R.L. Grime, Benny Benassi Satisfaction Remix. From LA. That's the artist information I've been able to dig up for you, but he's done loads of remixes. I don't know what that noise was, I'm sorry about that.
Good.
Loads of remixes. check out R.L. Grime, and in case you didn't know, that was Satisfaction by Benny Benassi that he was remixing.
Which I think's the best video in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, one on.
Which we should quantify by saying go out and buy that, because if you buy it, it'll probably come without that.
Yes, in the middle. I did kind of borrow a preview release from the internet for that one, but it'll be out by the time you hear this anyway.
So we shall
and
promote
I will buy it.
Go and buy it.
Why were the teacher's eyes crossed?
Should probably mention that this is the cracker joke, otherwise everyone will think you're just being
I was just asking out of interest.
We don't want listeners to think your sense of humour's got better because
she got them wrong.
No. What is it? You sure you don't want to go?
I've forgotten what the question was. Go on then.
If I tell you the answer, you can try and work out what the question was. She couldn't control her pupils.
Was she on opiates?
Yes.
I'm going to start with...
It's like board markers.
A band called Twilight Sad. And this is a tune called Nil. And it's the Breton mix.
Loving the Breton.
I used to have a teacher that used to sniff her board markers during lessons.
Wasn't Mrs. Sturt, was it?
I can't remember her name.
Miss Sturt.
Could you tell because she just had a white dot on the nose?
Yeah. She used to stand there just sniffing her board pens during the course of the class.
Face up against the board.
Anyway, shut up, we'll listen to some music. Sad, and the tune's called Nil, and it's the Breton mix. It's off No One Can Ever Know the Remixes, so that's Twilight Sad's album.
You've gonna ruin that now. Everyone's heard it now.
No, I didn't think of that. So the Twilight Sad are basically an indie rock band from Kilsyth, Scotland. I really like, he's got that real Celtic Scottish accent. Real, you know how a lot of some Scottish people sing with an American accent?
Right.
He sings with a proper Scottish. But you know what I mean? It's like a proper cold accent.
He sounded a bit like Depeche Mode within the remix, the way it was done up. What's his name? Depeche Mode's singer.
Him.
Sounds like him.
Breton, who we've played on the show before, have we? We have, haven't we?
Yes, we've played it a couple ago.
So they began life in a warehouse somewhere in southeast London.
It's a harsh place to be born.
Basically, it's musicians and filmmakers Roman Rapak and Adam Anger. And they've also got Ian Patterson and Daniel McIlvany in the band. And they're kind of like a audio visual
artist. Apparently their second EP, the physical copy of it, came on a circuit board with a list of components and directions, which if you followed them, it would make a little synth.
Wicked.
Which is a great...
Dave Gahan?
Sorry?
They're both on Fat Cat Records. Go to fatcat.co.uk/site/artists/Breton or thetwilightsad.com for the
end. Are you quite finished? This is Work It Out by Basement Freaks. Featuring MC Rayner. It's not a good name, is it? Just makes me think of Claire Rayner. I rest my case. One, two, check it. Come on. What about the people screaming in the streets? What about all the third world needs? What about you still getting wrong? What about it? What about the nature in the strong chain? We got to work it out. Guys trying to find what it's all about. Work it out. Got to. Work it out. Guys trying to find what it's all about. Work it out. That's right. Tell me what's wrong between you and me. Tell me how we lose our own dignity. Give us only reason not to hold on tight. Give us only thinking I will stand up by your side. People from Dark Dancer of 1902.
98, I think. That's quite scary.
It's about that.
It's pre-millennial.
I think it's a bit earlier than that, you know.
So I should take this opportunity to say that the first track that we played was
from MC Chris, and it's called Fucking Up My Christmas. Fucking spelled without a G, because it's street. And it's taken from an album.
But it does have an apostrophe. If you were street, you wouldn't bother with the apostrophe.
Yeah, or the vowels.
Oh! Pinched my biscuit.
And that's from Life's a Bitch and I'm Her Pimp. And this playing now is from The Big Boss Man, and this is Christmas Boogaloo.
Bruce Springsteen.
And it's from the terribly named compilation album It's a Cool, Cool Christmas.
I'd just like to state for the record, pinched my biscuit means stolen an actual biscuit.
Oh, you pinched my biscuit.
Right out from under my nose.
I ate all of Darren's first, but...
You are a cruel, cruel man.
What did one elevator say to the other?
Going down.
You looking at my woman?
I think I'm coming down with something. So I'm gonna. The idea of today's podcast, after our pre-Christmas podcast, which kind of chilled you into Christmas, we're trying to. You know, we know you're full of
Brussels sprouts,
turkey and sandwiches and
stuffing.
So we're just trying to
what
elevate
down
your energy a little bit. Just be nod-leading a little bit.
Yeah.
What?
Noel nod-legging.
Your head nodding. So I'm going to give you a choice. We're either going to play Culprit with Diablo, which I talked about last podcast, which got usurped, which is drum and bass and quite hard and heavy. And CJ Electric, Deformation of Space, which again is drum and bass, but it's a bit more stuff happening, lots of... intelligent, all choppy and all over the place.
So there you go. There's your choice. Let us know by email and we'll be back with the next episode. No.
I'll just check the email. Oh, so CJ Electric's won.
Oh,
good voting. So I think we'll...
that button!
I think we'll push... Not that one.
I did that one.
What have you done?
He's played all of them at the same time.
And stop the backing music.
Happy Christmas, you two.
Thanks for that. Steve Sofi, pissing on your Christmas tree since 1980, whatever.
Merry Shitmas!
Thank you.
CJ Electric with Defamation of Space, and that's off that same release title, the same thing. It's out on Warhead Music Records / Label Works with an X. And I know nothing about CJ Electric, but I like it a lot.
He makes me think of that scene in Reggie Perrin.
Hello,
CJ.
The one where he slaps his mum.
Sorry?
The one where he slaps his mum.
I thought he said something totally different.
How about you tell us what you got for Christmas? Tell us what your worst Christmas present was, and tell us via email to podcast@comfortconspiracy.co.uk. You can tell us on the Facebooks, where we're facebook.com/comfortconspiracy. You can't tell us on Mixcloud, but you can go and listen to us there, and that's mixcloud.com/comfortconspiracy. And you can tweet at us by tweeting at ComfortCon, which is Comfort Conspiracy without the spiracy.
Yay!
Can they just shout really loud now?
Yes. Children, if you really believe in fairies, clap your hands and shout Comfort Conspiracy right now.
And sneeze a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Sneeze if you believe in fairies.
Yeah.
Crunchy.
This is called Funk Destruct. It's by AD Hawk. is Funk Destruct by A.D. Hawk. That's A-D-E-Y-H-A-W-K-E. And you can find A.D. Hawk on soundcloud.com/A.D. Hawk.
I really like that. That's good.
A big shout out to Red and Smokey, who pointed me in the indirectly pointed me at that, because she pointed me at his A.D. Hawk's remix of Night Drive With You by Anorak, who are another French electro house and neo disco.
Tell me that's Anorak.
Is Anorak?
No.
Spelled like you expect Anorak to be spelled.
Yes.
And also, go and if you like that sort of neo disco electro sound, go and have a look at ValerieCollective.com, VALERIE Collective, who are a collective of people what do that kind of thing and are loosely connected with the French Machine. Those people, Minitel Rose, that's the word I'm looking for, which Steve played a couple of episodes back in a
if you want to get a good overview of it, there's a compilation called Valerie and Friends, which is all of them.
Yes, you can find that through ValerieCollective.com, along with a bunch of mixes of a similar ilk. I'm really enjoying the French electro thing at the moment.
I was waiting when you said Valerie, as soon as you said that, I was...
Valerie!
Yeah.
Wasn't that the other Benny Dance?
You could have just left.
It's Christmas, I should be allowed to sing this.
Sing being the operative word, so. Not murder crows.
You know, that's the collective noun for crows, a murder of crows.
Very true, yeah.
I love collective nouns. A slapper of Britney's.
Wonderland, future prophecies from the Prosecutor EP. How do you stop a skunk from smelling?
Well, stick a cork up his bum.
Stick your dick in his nose.
You're running out of time, brake's coming.
Cut off his nose.
Your mum.
Hold his nose, I'll give you that one.
Cut off his nose was a bit more
permanent.
Brake alert.
gets me moving. Jordan. Isn't it, mate? Big Time Wicked and Ting.
From the Popo.
I like that.
Yeah. I'm gonna suggest some stuff to go and check out. To check it out. I've mentioned Strange Famous Records a couple of times in previous episodes. Go and check out Strange Famous Records, the record label for quality hip hop. In particular, somebody who I just discovered and really like called Juan Juice. It might be John.
Juan Juice.
Juan Juice. J-U-A-N-D-E-U-C-E. And Falside.
Juan Juice.
Album Mechanics.
Kind of that.
Kind of Wicked. Hospital. Got to mention Hospital because it's what I do all the time. Other Echoes, their new signing, which is the third Gresham brother. It's yet another Gresham though signed up, and it's not drum and bass as such. Much more down tempo, bass heavy, but
med school kind
more
of stuff.
More electro-y. Just a bit more general electro, moving away from pure D&B.
So not drum and bass.
Kind of EDM, really.
So check out Drum and Bass on Demand, which is a compilation album which was pointed in our direction by Jim Obi-Wan Kenobi. And another mad album to listen to is Holly Herndon Movement, which is basically lots of random samples of like her breathing. I will not be describing.
Go on.
What is in my.
Go on.
Oh dear. So, yeah, check out Holly Herndon Movement. I was going to try and describe it, but.
That's in your browser history now.
It's on private browser.
It's on dermnet.com, the image.
It's dermatological in late nature.
It's not very Christmassy.
Got a red nose. Come on, man. We've got viewers. We want to hear this.
Oh, dear.
But it's a penis with some
no,
sort of skin
not
disease.
That. What are you saying?
Oh, right. So, the Holly Herndon album.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Basically, lots of samples of like her breathing and making odd sound effects. Right, it's just a... Right, we're just going to push play now on the next tune, which is your tune, I believe. Passing the Buck.
What's wrong with you guys? Professionalism.
Booyakasha! By Rusko.
We'll be right back.
That's Booyaka Shah by Rusko, which you can find on the Kapow EP. And you can go and check Rusko out at www.ruskoonfire.com. I once said to somebody over the telephone, can you go to www.googlegoogle.com or something, as you do, because I find it mildly amusing to say www.
Did they call you a dick and hang up?
No, they typed for a little while and then asked to double check how I spelled wobbly. Which, I mean, fair enough, that was my mistake, really.
You asked for that.
I did ask for that. He's been remixed by Pete Tong, Switch, MIA. And it also says here, in the list of people what he has remixed, includes Adele. I was like, eh. And then I thought that it's actually easier, probably, to make a list of drum and bass and dance music acts that didn't list the remix Adele Rolling in the Deep last year. Somebody went, here, everybody, remix this! It's a good tune, though.
So if you've been listening to our glorious Christmas extravaganza, I'm going to call it, because, you know, you've had two podcasts out of us, you've had multiple Christmas mini-mixes. Frankly, I think you've probably had the best Christmas ever.
Ever. It's been a very small Santagasm. We emptied our bulging sacks for you.
So it reaches that.
Make sure it's a white Christmas.
We got close to doing a fairly clean cast then.
The sad part about Christmas is where it ends. You know, you've got all that build up to Christmas and then it happens, and it happens really quickly, and then it's over, and then you've got another year.
This is why I refuse to get excited about Christmas.
Yeah, but you're a miserable bastard.
Only when it comes to Christmas.
So, I shall try and leave us on
to talk to anyone else.
Leave us on a light, happy note with an artist called At Jazz, and this is a tune called One, and this is a Sasha Khan remix dub. Basically, At Jazz is Martin Iveson, who moved from the northeast of England to Derby and took a position writing the music for a video game company, which went on to produce Tomb Raider. And after that, he's gone out, set up his own studio and a record label called Mantis Records. You can go to atjazz.co.uk. All I know about Sasha Khan is he's from Nottingham. Go to soundcloud.com/Sasha-Khan.
Listening to the Christmas Comfort Conspiracy podcast part 2, the Comfort Conspiracy Podcast, episode number 35. And in case you were in suspense from when we opened our crackers earlier, I got a little notebook with a shiny cover in mine. Darren got...
Some cards.
I got an executive toy.
There you go.
A paperclip.
I, just to round off Christmas, as a little treat for our listeners, I got some mistletoe.
Hold it over the mic and give them a kiss. There's only 364 shopping days left until Christmas.